good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Chaf Dalet, and what he's going to do throughout this klal is go through the different brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and point out the halachas in regards to those brachas. So we'll get to the bracha of the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. He's going to talk about the halachas of adding in Mashiv HaRuach, etc. So he's going to start with the first bracha. So the first siman already spoke about Hashem Svasai Tiftoch. And now we're going to start with the first bracha, which is the bracha of Ovis. So bracha Rishon Nikreis Ovis. The first bracha is referred to as Ovis. Shemaskirin ba Ovis, because we mentioned the Ovis, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, in that bracha. A person has to be very careful, as careful as possible, to have kavana in that bracha what the words mean. Because Mikra Din, the Gemara says that in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, kavana is ma'akev, kavana being understood to mean pirush hamilas. The person has to make sure that they are aware of what the words that they're saying in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Rama already introduces the following idea, and the Chayyim follows this. Nowadays, in our great sins, we have to be very concerned. Even if a person was not mechavim to Ovis, he has to go back and daven again. But we have to be very worried that the second time around he will also not be mechavim. It comes out it was brachas levatola that he went back and goes a second time. It says a bracha which doesn't accomplish anything more. So and therefore we do not go back. So if a person was not mechavim to Ovis, even the Mikra Din of the Gemara, he should go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. He does not go back a second time. But Al Kapolim Nishma Mizeh God Alachiyev. So therefore, halachically, I can't tell you that you have to go back. But I want you to realize, based on this conversation, how important it is to try and be careful to be mechavan in the bracha of Ovis. And he understands that to mean the Kavana is referring to Pirush Amilus. Now the Chayyad Adam adds something which the Mishabur quotes. Well, Kaponim nearly, the Chayyad Adam says, but this would seem to me is correct. And the Chayyad Adam passes like this, the Mishabur paskins like this Chayyad Adam. If a person said the first paragraph of Ovis and did not have Kavanah, and before he says the Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, before he says the words Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem, he realizes that he had B'Sefer Baruch at the end of the Baruch, he realizes that he wasn't Mechavan. So instead of going ahead, since you're still holding in that Baruch, this is the issue of Baruch Levatola, so you should go back. So Yachzer Loimer Me'elakei Avraham, he should repeat the paragraph again. He cannot start again from Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, because that is repeating the beginning of the bracha. That would be as if you would have a bracha levatola issue on the Baruch Atah Hashem from beforehand. So you're going to use your Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu that you said at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not going to repeat that. But you're going to repeat the rest of the paragraph, and this way you'll have the second time, hopefully, with more kavana than the first time. And the Mishabura, as mentioned, does quote this chayyadim. The Mishabura says a second suggestion, which the poskim recommend not to do. The Mishabura suggests that a person realizes, so if a person will be quiet and wait till the chazan starts chazar sashat and listen to the chazan, and be yotzei shemei ka'ayna by hearing from the chazan. So let's say, for argument's sake, the person was davening, he wasn't mechavan in office, and he continues along, and then realizes he gets somewhere to Baruch Aleinu that he did not daven. Excuse me, he did not daven the bracha of office with kavana, so he cannot continue really from Baruch Aleinu because he has no right to say these brachas from this point onwards, knowing that he really is not yet Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishabura suggests he should stand there quietly, wait till the Chazar Shashat starts, listen from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei until Baruch Aleinu, And then say from that point onwards, he'll dominate in his own. So he'll end up with a Shmoneser, which is partially Shema Ka'ina and partially saying his own tefillah. That is Mr. Burr's suggestion, and we have to explain why the Poskim do not want to rely on that, and we'll talk about that Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Have a good day.